In the middle of this week's parsha, the Torah talks about kiyamu chachicha umata yado imach. So if your brother, another Jew, becomes poor, he stretches his hand out, he needs some help, financial, v'exaktabo, you should strengthen him. Ger v'toshav, a ger et a toshav, v'chai imach, and he should live with you. So there's a pasuk which is in Perachav Hei, pasuk lamed hei, the Torah tells us to support a poor person. Don't take interest from him. You should fear God, and your brother should live with you. So again, your money, don't give him money for with interest. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Okay. So this is a few psukim where the Torah is telling us about helping the poor, not taking interest, and reminding us that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Two questions. Question number one. Why is it mentioned here that the Torah, that Hashem took us out of Egypt? In many places, the Torah does mention about Hashem taking us out of Egypt, but why specifically here? And a second question is, in this very first pasuk that I read, that the Torah says, if your brother becomes poor, and you should support him, ger v'toshav, a ger, a stranger, a toshav, a dweller, why does the Torah mention about the ger and the toshav here, about supporting your brother? So let's tackle this question first. Aktava Kabbalah says that ger v'toshav is actually a verb. And the Torah tells us that when, if your friend becomes poor and he reaches his hand out with you, he needs some help, you should strengthen him. Ger v'toshav, verb, yagur v'yashov, he wants to say. That this individual, who he should live with you, you should take care of him. And so he views this as a verb. However, other mefarshim say no. Rashi, for example, says, ger v'toshav, af im hu ger o toshav, even if he is a ger or a toshav. What is a toshav? Someone who accepted upon himself not to worship idolatry. So Rashi says, not only are you obligated to help the poor of a Jew, but you should even help a ger or a toshav, presumably a convert, or someone who lives with you, lives in your community, lives in the country, lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he's a ger toshav. He is someone who accepted upon himself not to worship idolatry. Rav Hirsch reads this ger v'toshav similar to Rashi. He says, ho'o v'ger tzedek hu b'chlal chicha. So if it's a ger tzedek, then he is considered your brother. Chiyamucha chicha. Even a ger tzedek is called your brother. So what is ger v'toshav? It's like, he says, like it's written by Avram Avinu. Avram told B'nai Chet, he's a ger v'toshav anochi mechem. I'm a stranger and I am a sojourner with you. Bati alecha min ha'nechar v'areini yoshiv mechem. I come from a strange place, and now I'm living amongst you. I've not born here, I've not become a citizen amongst you, but I'm living amongst you. So the musag, the expression of ger toshav, is that lo nichnas l'klal Yisrael. He's not part of klal Yisrael. However, hu parash me avodah zara, but he's separate from idolatry, v'kibul atzah mitzvos b'noach, and he accepted upon himself the seven Noahide laws. And so that's what's going on here. The Torah is telling us that if someone becomes poor, whether he's a Jew or he's a ger toshav, he's living amongst you, but he's not a Jew, he's not worshipping idolatry, you should still help him. The truth is, there is a three-way debate as to the definition of a ger toshav in the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Daled Beis, tells us, what's a ger toshav? So Rabbi Meir says, it's anyone who accepts upon himself not to worship idolatry. The Chachamim say that he has to accept upon himself the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, the seven Noahide laws. Including in one of these laws is not to worship idolatry, but according to the Chachamim, you have to accept upon yourself all seven Noach Halas to be considered a Ger Toshav. And the third opinion in this Gemara is that Ger Toshav is someone who eats, someone who accepts upon himself to fulfill all the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah, except for the prohibition of eating nevelos. He has to eat non-kosher food. So other than that, he keeps the whole Torah. So three different definitions of what, or three different opinions to what Ger Toshav means. And the Rambam paskins that, what is a Ger Toshav? Accepting the seven Noahide laws. So the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. So that's a Ger Toshav. Now, the Torah is telling us that we not only have to help Jews, but we even have to help non-Jews. We even have to help a Ger Toshav. In fact, perhaps based on this, the Tosefta writes in Gittin that we mefarnesim aniyei goyim and im aniyei Yisrael mipnei darchei shalom. We have to help support poor non-Jews together with poor Jews because of ways of peace. And we're menachem avel. Mourners who are non-Jews also because of darchei shalom, because of the ways of peace. Now, what does it mean, mipnei darchei shalom? Does it simply mean, well, we have to take care of them, so they'll take care of us? In other words, is it based on self-interest? Well, the Rambam doesn't seem to say this. It doesn't seem to believe this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud, Halach Yud Beis. The Rambam writes that, afilu ha'akum tzivu chachamim levakir cholim. Even when it comes to a non-Jew, the Chachamim command us to visit their sick. V'likbor meisim meisei Yisrael, to bury their dead, just like we bury Jewish dead people. We should support their poor people, including not just the poor people, Jewish people. Because of ways of peace. And Harei Namar, Tov Hashem la'kov rachamav kol ma'asav. That Hashem is good to everyone, and he's merciful on all of his creations. That the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and all of its paths are peaceful. So in other words, the Rambam understands that this Darchei Shalom is not simply because of quid pro quo, if I'm nice to them, they'll be nice to me. No, the Torah has a value of imitating God, just that God is kind and merciful to all of his creations, so too we should also be, including non-Jews. And the ways of the Torah are pleasant and peaceful, so that means we should have a responsibility to also take care of non-Jews, just like we have to take care of Jews. Now, the priority is to take care of Jews over non-Jews. We have a certain amount. The priority is when it comes to Jews. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, cites the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Kesef Talves Ami Eshoni Imach. So why does it say, if you lend money to my people, the poor person with you, Ami V'Nachri, Ami Kodem. If it's a member of your nation, a Jew and a non-Jew, the Jew comes first. Ani V'Ashir, it's a poor and a wealthy person, the poor person comes first. Ani Yecha V'Ani Yercha, poor person and, from your family, or poor person from your city, your poor person from your family comes first. So what's clear is that the priority is Jew over non-Jew. And there's a tshuva by the Chasam Sofer in Yerodea, Simon Reish Lamedalid, where it's not simply you give everything to a Jew, and then if you have money left over, then you give it to non-Jews. No, it means that it's not all for nothing. It means that when we say you have a priority from one class to another class, it simply means, yeah, that should be the priority. But it's not that you have to give all your money to the prior category, none of your money to the secondary category. It means in general you should give a little, you should prioritize those on the higher up list. So what that means is, presumably, most of the money, if we're helping out the poor, should go to Jewish poor people, but doesn't preclude giving to poor people who are not Jewish based on the Tosefta in Gittin, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. And even though the priority might be to give to Jews, but still doesn't mean, therefore, you can't give anything to non-Jews. Now, what's fascinating is that the Ramban writes in he has a list of mitzvos that the Rambam forgot to add. The Rambam has a list of 613 mitzvos, and the Ramban says that he did not include certain mitzvos that should be mitzvos. And one of them is shenitzaveh lahachios ger toshav. We have a mitzvah to help sustain a ger toshav, lahatzilo meraso, to save him from anything evil that could happen to him. Shim haya toveh banahar, onafal lav hagal, that if he was drowning in the river, or let's say an avalanche fell upon him, shebechol kocheinu nitrach ba'atzalah, so that we should try as hard as we can to save him. Vim haya chola nisasik b'refuaso, and if he was sick, we should try to heal him. V'kol shekein me'acheinu Yisrael or ger tzedek, and certainly we should take care of our brethren, our Jewish brethren, a ger tzedek, that we're certainly obligated. And he cites the pasuk, v'chi yamuch achicha umatu yado imach, v'exaktivo ger v'sol shav, v'chai imach. That says that we should take care of the poor of our brethren, and also the poor of the ger and the tosh, the ger toshav. So the Ramban goes a step further than Rashi and Rav Hirsch. Whereas Rashi and Rav Hirsch say that there's a mitzvah to help a poor Jew, and there's a mitzvah to help a poor ger toshav. Ramban is saying we should help a ger toshav, kal vachomer. We should help a Jew. We should take care of the poor non-Jews in our midst. Certainly, then, we should take care of the Jew. In other words, according to the Ramban, there's an interplay between how we treat the world and how we treat the Jew. It's fascinating that if you go back to these psukim, we initially have a pasuk about lending money, about helping a poor person, which is a universalistic obligation. Charity is universalistic. It applies to both Jews and non-Jews who are living amongst you. Maybe only non-Jews who keep Shem Mitzvah Noach, okay? But it's a universalistic responsibility. However, when it comes to the next pasuk about charging interest, that is particularistic. That only applies to Jews. We're only prohibited to take interest from a Jew, but not from a non-Jew. Why is that? So the Ibn Ezra tells us. Ibn Ezra tells us that V'tav, the reason, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Sherotzeis Yischem Eretz Mitzrayim, Sheyisem Gerim. Why do these rules apply? He says, because I took you out of Egypt, that you were strangers. V'hinei Nasati Lechem Achuzan, I gave you a lasting inheritance. V'tav Devekim Gerva Toshav Acheimach. And is connected to the responsibility towards the Ger Toshav. According to Ibn Ezra, the reason why the Torah here mentions that we were slaves in Egypt, or that God took us out of Egypt, is to say that you were also Gerim. And since you're also Gerim, you should treat the Ger Toshav well. That's why specifically here we mention about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when it comes to helping the poor, so we treat the Ger Toshav just like the Jew in terms of we have a responsibility of charity for the Ger Toshav, just like your responsibility for the Jew. Now, could be that when it comes to lending with interest, so that prohibition only applies to a Jew, because really, maybe it's normal to charge interest. You have money, you want to make money with it. There's a higher level of responsibility to a family member. Maybe I wouldn't charge interest to my family member. So all Jews are like my family, so I'm not going to charge them interest. And non-Jews, though, I can charge them interest. Certainly help them with charity. Take care of them as much as you can. But there's no moral prohibition or problem with lending money with interest, just like with your family, your extended family, so we don't lend with interest. Now, when it comes to why we have to care for the Ger Toshav, I think what's going on here is that the Torah is telling us that the reason why we have to take care of the Ger Toshav is because of our national experience. The Torah asks us to look beyond ourselves to the broadest circle of responsibility to the world. And that impacts our charitable giving within our own community, according to the Ramban. In other words, our national experience in Egypt makes us feel the pain for anyone who suffers. It's not merely about me and my family, but it affects how I give to my family. In other words, maybe what the Ramban is really telling us is that because of our experience in Egypt, so we learn to be sensitive to the needs of anyone who's suffering. And if we are sensitive to the needs of the world, or anyone in the world who is suffering, then we will be better trained to be merciful and kind and charitable when we look at our own brethren as well. So we have to feel the pain of the broader world. Kal vachomer, certainly we should feel the pain of our own brethren. Our universalistic responsibility leads us to be more sensitive to our particularistic responsibility. Interest? That's something that is morally okay, but there's a higher standard to family. So we don't judge this to family. But we have to take care of everyone, the Jew and the non-Jew.